It started, as many controversies do these days, with a single tweet. The general manager for the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, expressed his support for protesters in Hong Kong. The Chinese government took offense, the tweet was deleted, and the NBA expressed its regret for the inappropriate comments. But the controversy is not over. Millions of basketball fans in China will not be able to watch preseason games this week, even though they're being played in China. The World's Matthew Bell has the latest.
The NBA regular season starts in 2 weeks, and some of the biggest names in professional basketball are getting a preseason tune-up in Shanghai right now. The Brooklyn Nets tweeted a video today of superstar Kyrie Irving meeting Chinese fans. The Nets face LeBron James, the face of the NBA, and his LA Lakers on Thursday night in Shanghai. But China's state broadcaster will not be showing the game on TV. Gong Shuang is a spokesman at the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He said China's position is very clear. He referred to the tweet from the Rockets general manager supporting Hong Kong protesters as a wrong statement. Gong went on to suggest that Chinese companies and the Chinese public are upset. The NBA's commissioner, Adam Silver, said today that he regrets people in China are upset, but he added this.
The long-held values of the NBA are to support freedom of expression, and certainly freedom of expression by members of the NBA community. And in this case, Daryl Morey, as the general manager of the Houston Rockets, enjoys that right as one of our employees. What I also try to suggest is I understand that there are consequences from that exercise of in essence, his freedom of speech. And you know, we will have to live with those consequences.
There's a lot at stake here for the NBA, starting with real money. Big games can attract hundreds of millions of TV viewers in China. It's taken the NBA decades to build that audience. The first team to visit China was the Washington Bullets in 1979.
The Bullets played two exhibition games, one each against the Bay E Rockets and the Chinese national team.
This is from an NBA TV video.
Neither gave Washington much of a challenge, but the final score was hardly a factor in the success of this diplomatic mission.
Pro basketball is hardly the first U.S. business or brand that's run afoul of Chinese government sensitivities. There's a growing list of issues that Beijing sees as off-limits. Tibet, Taiwan, the Tiananmen massacre, the treatment of Muslims in Xinjiang, and now Hong Kong protests. China historian James Millward of Georgetown University says it's important for Westerners doing business in China to stand up for free expression.
This is really not about promoting the American way versus the Chinese way or anything like that. It's about being reasonable human beings living in a free world. It's about whether employees in a corporation are free to speak their mind or whether they're going to be subject to recriminations and intimidation from their own bosses, but originating in Beijing.
But it's a fine line. Here's how Houston Rockets star James Harden addressed the controversy.
You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing there. We go there, you know, once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. So, you know, we appreciate them as a fan base, and we love everything, you know, they're about. And you know, we appreciate the support that they give us individually and as an organization. So, you know, we love you.
The creators of South Park on Comedy Central also weighed in this week after their latest episode, called Banned in China, was scrubbed by Chinese internet censors. They wrote a sarcastic apology to the Chinese government saying, "We too love money more than freedom and democracy." For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.